and welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. I'm Lita.
I'm Ron.
And I'm moving to Hawaii.
No, she's not.
It snowed again last night.
I know, but...
Okay.
And today.
And today.
Still not moving to Hawaii.
Oh, moving to Hawaii.
Remember when you said you cannot shovel lava?
Okay. This is true.
We're staying here.
Okay.
Collectively, we're the host of Podcast DX. March is Bleeding Disorders Awareness Month. Although bleeding disorders may be acquired, on today's show, we're going to be talking about the most common inherited bleeding disorder, von Willebrand disease.
Someone living with a bleeding disorder has blood which does not clot properly.
When someone is injured and bleeding, a blood clot forms to hopefully stop that person from losing too much blood. This process requires both blood platelets and clotting factors, which clump together to form something like a dam to stop the bleeding.
Okay. Right. I remember watching Grey's Anatomy, and they're like, okay, we need more platelets. Right?
I don't watch Grey's Anatomy, but sure, I could see them saying that.
Yeah, because, you know, if somebody's bleeding, they need more platelets.
Right.
That's not scripted.
No, it's not.
No.
Someone with a bleeding disorder may notice that they bruise easily, bleed excessively during medical or dental procedures or when cut, have unexplained nosebleeds and bleeding gums, and internal bleeding. And when I was on blood thinners... No.
Here we go.
Wait, was I on blood thinners or aspirin? I was either on blood thinners or a baby aspirin at one time. And I was outside gardening, and I grabbed a thorn bush, right? I was clipping, and the thorn punctured something on my wrist. And I'm watching it, and it's going squirt, squirt, squirt. And I'm just watching it. I'm like, isn't that interesting? As it's squirting like a squirt gun, you know, it would, like, with my pulse, squirt, squirt, squirt. And then finally I said, okay, I better stop this. So I put pressure on it to stop it. But, yeah.
We're all surprised she's still here.
But you definitely painted a picture.
Yeah.
Right. So that's what it would be like if you have a bleeding disorder.
I don't know if that's exactly what it would be like. That sounds like an arterial spray if it's squirting and very, very dangerous. Okay.
That's a bleeding disorder.
It's a bleeding problem.
So.
Yes.
In addition to obtaining a complete medical history, your healthcare provider may order a complete blood count, a bleeding time test, and or a platelet aggregation test to help diagnose your condition.
And have you guys ever had a bleeding time test?
Me, personally, no.
Oh, they like nick your ear and then stand there and wait to see when it stops bleeding. At least that's what I remember.
Like watching
paint
dry?
Like your doctors.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't my doctor. That was my mom. Oh, no, just kidding. Okay.
Dr. Mom.
Treatment for bleeding disorders will likely depend on the severity and cause of the specific bleeding disorder an individual has.
Right. And although I had never heard of it before today, the most commonly inherited bleeding disorder is von Willebrand disease.
Well, I can say that approximately 1% of the population here in the U.S. are affected by von Willebrand disease, and it's characterized by an insufficient amount of a protein, ironically the von Willebrand factor, or VFW.
VWF. The VFW hopefully doesn't cause you to if it's causing you to bleed, you're going to the wrong VFW.
Did I say I had new glasses?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The von Willebrand factor, or VWF, which aids in the clotting.
Right. There are three forms of von Willebrand disease.
We're going to say it differently every time we say it, aren't we?
Yes.
Okay.
Individuals with type 1 have less VWF than average and may have associated bleeding issues.
Okay, and those living with type 2 von Willebrand disease have enough VWF in their system, but their VWF does not function correctly or is incorrectly formed.
And type 3 VWF?
VWD.
D.
So it's von Willebrand disease.
Oh, type...
As opposed to von Willebrand factor.
Okay.
Okay.
So type 3 VWD.
D. Yeah. Okay. So type 3 VWD is very serious. Individuals with this form of von Willebrand disease do not make VWF at all.
Oh.
Yeah, right. And their platelets cannot clot. And this is a very serious condition, which makes bleeding difficult to control.
That sounds terrible. Mm-hmm. Individuals with von Willebrand disease should typically avoid taking medications which may increase their risk of bleeding, such as aspirin or non-steroidal anti-inflammatories.
And if you have a bleeding disorder, it is vital that you inform your healthcare providers, including your doctors and dentists. And I would suggest if it's a very serious form, that you have an ID bracelet that states that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And carry a lot of gauze.
I don't know.
And a tourniquet.
I don't think people should carry a tourniquet.
Band-aids?
Band-aids I think people could carry.
Okay.
Tourniquets are very serious.
Right.
Okay.
If you would like to know more about bleeding disorder awareness, check out the link to the National Hemophilia Foundation's website, which will be on our webpage, or you may want to donate to a Red Tie fundraiser.
And I think hemophilia is what we've all associate with bleeding disorders.
That's what I've heard.
Right, but it's very, very rare. It just gets a lot of publicity because you hear about, royals being hemophiliac or being hemophiliacs because
That's where it came from?
No, it's just...
Inbreeding?
Because then you're passing the factor on and you're increasing the chance or likelihood that two people with the same factor will pass it on.
But that's like the most common. Right?
No, it's not. It's very rare. Von Willebrand disease is the most common.
Isn't that weird?
And we've never heard of that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's very counterintuitive.
It is very counterintuitive. But that's what the internet says, and we believe everything on the internet
to be true. And Jean would like you to know about a blood parfait recipe in case you wanted to share this with your friends?
Well, the National Hemophilia Foundation does try to utilize different techniques to help people understand more about their blood and clotting. And to help illustrate that, they suggest that you could try to make a blood parfait. You could use a cream-colored substance like vanilla ice cream or maybe a yogurt as your base. Use Cheerios, and that will represent your platelets, although they're nice and round, which I don't understand. And you kind of want something like awkwardly shaped. But red M&Ms or Red Hots, and those could be the red blood cells. White chocolate chips or mini marshmallows, and these can be the white blood cells. Pretzels, and these can be the fibrin, which is the stuff that joins with platelets to form your clot.
Okay.
Gummy worms, and that can actually represent the VWD. And to top it off, put on some rainbow sprinkles, and that'll represent the 13 other blood factors.
Yeah, we'll be doing that.
I got to tell you, I learned quite a bit from this morning.
Oh,
well,
that's good.
Yeah, I'm glad somebody did.
Yeah, I learned we're not moving to Hawaii.
Nope, we're not moving to Hawaii.
Well, for our listeners, if you have any questions or comments related to today's show, you can drop us a line at podcastdx@yahoo.com, through our website, podcastdx.com, on Facebook, Pitter Patter.
Oh, look at that.
Goodness.
He developed his own app.
Wow.
Have you heard from somebody on Pitter? I hear they have a lot of patter.
Oh, my God.
Let's try this again.
Okay.
Through our website, podcastdx.com, on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, or Instagram.
Oh, I get it. Pitter is a combination of Twitter and Pinterest.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you have a moment to spare, please give us a review wherever you get your podcast. As always, please keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of a physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regime. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on this podcast.
Till next week.